productive farmland for which North Dakota is famous is the result of the same glacial-related events that shaped its landscape. Lake Agassiz was a glacial lake which formed when the last glaciers melted, creating the Red River Valley and leaving behind deposits of rich organic soil. Continental glaciers advanced into North Dakota several times during the Pleistocene epoch of the Quaternary period, which began about 2.6 million years ago and ended about 12,000 years ago. The land changed dramatically with each advance. Rivers flowing north, for example, were blocked by glaciers and forced to change their courses. These glaciers also molded the landscape, creating the gently rolling topography seen in most of modern-day North Dakota. Sand, clay, and even boulder-sized glacial sediment, up to 400 feet thick in some places, covers all but the southwest corner of the state. These boulders, like the ones outside the entry plaza, are called glacial erratics. They can be seen in many parts of North Dakota. During the Wisconsin glaciation, the last major glacial advance about 20,000 years ago, ice sheets extended as far south as what is now the Missouri River Valley.